easy to forget this.
Yeah.
But the reality is there was a period of time when the president of the United States mm-hmm. was having his schedule determined, his public statements scheduled around, etc., the dictates of an astrologer.
Nancy's astrologer.
Nancy's astrologer, Joan Quigley. Like, Air Force One was going to depart at 4:30 p.m.
Right.
And she said, bad vibes.
Yeah.
Make it 4:44.
Yeah.
And it factored into Iran-Contra, too. There was a whole time where Reagan went silent, and it was because Joan Quigley said, like, bad moon rising. Like, nothing good can, no matter what you do, nothing good is going to happen right now.
Yeah.
And so Reagan went into like a period of not.
He did hardly any press conferences.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The old waving to the press as he's getting on the helicopter. I can't hear you.
Can't quite hear you.
You know?
There was also, I didn't know this at all. Quigley would do the charts for like global leaders that he was going to meet with.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And so, like, when he met with Gorbachev for the first time, you know, from Joan Quigley to Nancy to Reagan, he had astrologically informed character profiles of, like, of diplomats and world leaders who he was meeting with to make extraordinarily consequential decisions about the future of the globe.